In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government. A confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn. News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin. And more. Now, sit back and enjoy the American Adversaries.
Taking it, we're in the business of dishing it out. That's right. You have tuned in to the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour, and we're ready to go on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Central Florida. I hope you are enjoying the weather, and I hope you will enjoy the show. So please stick around for the whole thing. We'll be here live for 3 hours until 8 o'clock. And then guess what? You still got 3 more hours of live radio to go after that with Armed American Radio. That's right, folks. When I say live, of course, I mean from the Relax and Comfort Studios on AM 660. The Answer, FM 105.5. Also on Sunday nights, of course, we're on our sister station 1520 WBZW. And you can always listen to us now on your Alexa devices and AM660TheAnswer.com. And on your smart device by simply downloading the free Answer Orlando app. Okay, and because we are here live, of course, we always invite you to give us a call at 407-774-8255. And do have, of course, in the studio with me tonight, the firm foundation of the American Adversaries, and that, of course, would be one Aubrey Kahn. Good to see you tonight, Aubrey.
Yeah, huffing and puffing. I'm sorry, I almost didn't make it.
Yeah, well, it looks like you lost, speaking of making it, looks like you made a few more pounds go away.
Yeah, I put on 3 pounds of muscle mass for a total fat loss of 40 pounds in 40 days.
How about that? Hey, just like advertised. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, just like advertised, Christopher Hart. On the bridge is Jeff Sennis.
And you can't see me.
That's right, and we are ready to go. And one of our divas won't be with us tonight, but one of our divas will be with us. That'd be Kathy Santomassino. She'll be joining us in the third hour of the show. And Sunny Patricia Summerlin is out somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, I guess, on her way to Port Canaveral. They're going to dock there Tuesday for a brief visit, ever so brief, unfortunately. We won't get a chance to get over there. And then they're off to, what is it, the Bahamas or somewhere like that. Anyway, she'll be telling us more about that when she gets back. So, once again, we got a big show lined up for you tonight. We're going to be talking about the Russians. We're going to be talking about the tariffs. We're going to be talking about the candidate forum that I'm going to be co-hosting. We're also going to be talking about Trump last night at the Gridiron Dinner. And yesterday at the fundraiser down there in Mar-a-Lago, where our own Randy Ross was there in attendance.
I didn't see you in the photo. I'm disappointed.
I wished I had been. The price was a little bit steep for me, but nonetheless, Randy was there, and he is going to be joining us, of course, on Tuesday for Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, thanks to Sutherland Nissan. And he's going to be telling us all about it. And yesterday's remarks weren't videotaped, but CNN did get their hands on an audio tape of it. Evidently, they paid for an infiltrator to be there. But the president, he was on a stick, right? But he did pointed out that, why is it that he gets investigated and Hillary doesn't?
you know, when it's clear that she was up to shenanigans. That's my word. But mainly it was you know, just tongue-in-cheek and rallying the troops and sort of a stand-up comedy act. He did point out that the president of China is now president for life. He said, maybe we should try that sometime.
Oh, yeah. Well, haven't they all been hinting at that?
Of course.
With a military parade?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and once again, this is the brilliance of Trump, right? He picks just the right format to say something like this, just to the right crowd. They laughed and applauded. Once again, I wasn't there. I'll let Randy tell us about exactly what it was
CNN
like.
CNN laughed and applauded.
Yeah, the president, well, obviously, you know, was just having fun with the moment, you might say. But as I said, Randy was there, and he'll give us the first-hand account when he's on the show with us Tuesday. Also, as I said last night, then went back. The president went back to Washington, D.C. for the Gridiron Dinner, which is a dinner with the president and oftentimes members of his cabinet and others, and the press. Not the entire press. This isn't the press correspondents' dinner where you got the big room and you got celebrities in there and everything. This is a little bit more intimate setting. And I couldn't find it anywhere on C-SPAN or anything last night.
So it could have been a dinner for three.
Yeah.
Trump, Malia, and Fox.
You mean Melania, yeah.
Melania and Fox.
Yeah. The president did stand up and make some remarks, and he did poke fun at himself, at his administration, and at the media. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. The main thing that the press made a big deal about over the weekend was his comment about the Chinese president, in essence, having installed himself now as president for life over there, and that maybe we might try end up trying that sometime.
Well, Obama was thinking of trying to run for a third term, remember?
Yeah, so believe you me, he's just simply in a jovial setting expressing something that we're afraid the liberals are going to try to pull. But, of course, that's why we have the Second Amendment. So if anybody tries to pull something like that, they are going to have to think long and hard and about trying to pull it off. Anyway, we're going to try to pull off a good show for you here tonight. Once again, we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. The main focus over through the weekend has been what it was since the president mentioned it in the meeting. I think it was on Thursday, the cabinet room meeting, and that is the tariffs. And the terror that has ensued because of the mere mention of him doing the tariffs, much less looking like he's actually going to follow through. Now, go ahead.
I don't remember any hullabaloo when Obama was raising the tariffs, do you?
Well, of course, that's because it's always a good idea when a Democrat has it, and a bad idea, no matter what it is, when a Republican has it or somebody outside of the ruling elite. And what President Trump is going to do is, once again, this is intended to put America first. He's going to come out with his plan, evidently, this week. Now, Peter Navarro was making the rounds this morning, and Peter Navarro is the president's head trade advisor. And he's got a reputation for being, shall we say, I don't know if protectionist is it, but certainly putting America's interests out there so people understand. He has written several books. He's done a documentary on what China and their economy and what their economics has done to America, along with, by the way, Americans going along with it. And the net result is we have this huge trade deficit with them, which in essence is every year we're giving them $350 billion worth of our wealth. Now, yeah, we get stuff back for it. We get cheap tennis shoes and cheap computers and whatever China makes these days. But the trade-off is we have lost a tremendous amount of our industrial capacity in the process. And, of course, you know, it's going to be a supply-demand type thing, and consumers are always going to be looking for a bargain and the best deal. But what China has done is, and they've managed to do this with a great deal of what would be in this country considered to be slave labor. It's not quite as bad as it was in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but it's still, you know, not a great place to work over there in many places. But the president and the trade advisor, Navarro, are going to focus on aluminum and steel because these are basic industrial commodities. And the steel industry is in fairly decent shape in the United States. I mean, there's a lot of steel factories down, a lot of steel workers out of work. But it's not in as bad a shape as the aluminum industry is. Even old, what's his name, King, the senator from...
Stephen King?
No. Angus King.
Angus King,
the senator from Maine, who is... He purports to be an independent, but he caucuses with a Democrat. Democrat all the way. Angus King, he had to admit, even himself, that we do have a problem in this nation with our aluminum industry going away entirely within just a couple of years. Over the last couple of years, our smelting capacity, that is the capacity to make aluminum products, our own aluminum, which to make aluminum products with, has gone down to about 40%, and it's on the way out the door, that 40%. And this these tariffs being directed at aluminum would stabilize that market for them, and they have said they would immediately put their smelters back in operation. And the steel industry likewise. And now, as far as the arguments against tariffs, there are two fundamental arguments against tariffs. And the one is that it will raise prices of products that are made with those commodities. And we're going to deal with both of these. The other one is you may start a trade war. And we're going to deal with both of these arguments as we get into this here. The president, as I said, is this week evidently going to put out his plan or put his plan in motion, according to Navarro. And according to Navarro, it will not include. I thought when I first heard about this that he would have, in essence, carve-outs for countries that are treating us favorably. But no, this would be a blanket tariff on all steel and aluminum imports. And that would include from... China, which, by the way, isn't where we get most of our steel from. What China does is dump cheap steel on the international market, on the worldwide market. And they have put steel companies out of business in Japan, and they have kept steel companies from setting up shop in places like Africa, where they could use some industrial infrastructure.
Right.
And affected steel here in the United States. But the biggest exporter of steel to the United States, A, is right up above us, A, the
Canada.
Canadians. That's right. All right? So
they're also whining, by the way.
Of course, because they understand what it means for their steel industry, okay?
Right.
It means that you're going to be on an even footing now. Meaning, you now have to compete with the industrial might of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to do that.
NAFTA is going to have to be renegotiated or canceled altogether.
And that's going on simultaneously with this. And that actually has Wall Street a little bit more rattled than the tariffs do, believe it or not. Anyway, don't get rattled. We got to take a break. We will come right back and talk about these two arguments against tariffs and their legitimacy and their weaknesses and how it may play out in this scenario. We'll be back.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, You're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world if you live in Central Florida this weekend. But if you live up there in the Northeast especially, oh my Lord.
But it was cold last night. I was sitting out in the yard with a friend at his house overlooking the lake. And it was 51 degrees.
It got a little nippy. Got a little nippy. But this is a lot better than what they're catching up there. I'll tell you that right now.
That is true.
So, and I hope it's a wonderful world for each and every one of you tonight. Thank you for tuning in to the American Adversaries. We're here live in the Relax and Comfort Studios, and you can join us at 407-774-8255. Every day is an adventure at the White House and the Congress nowadays, according to John Thune, the Republican senator.
He's probably right.
This is after Trump announced his. This was the first part of the week. Of course, it was the thing with the guns and all. And then he tops it off with the thing with the tariffs, right? And it is. Every day is an adventure. But this is what draining the swamp looks like, ladies and gentlemen. And the president is, believe me, contrary to what the media would have you believe, the president, I do believe, is in full control, not only of his faculties and facility and what all, but he is definitely in control of what is going on around him and the media. The tariffs, once again, this is not a new argument with President Trump. This argument against the unfair trade practices, which underlies his reasoning for doing the tariffs, goes back 30, 40 years. I mean, you can go back to when he was on Phil Donahue. Remember old Phil Donahue?
Yep.
Phil Donahue was Oprah before Oprah came along. Oprah basically mimicked what Phil Donahue did, okay? She maybe did it a little bit better because she wasn't as confrontational as he was. But it was the same idea. You get the studio audience together, and you sit there and talk about emotional things, right? And if you get people to cry, phew, you've had a great show, buddy. Man, you've done what you've set out to do. And so Trump, for decades, has been talking about how these trade deals were poorly negotiated, and these other countries are eating our lunch. And he was right, and he's been right.
Yeah.
Except for one thing, I believe. And I brought this up on his show Friday. He, at least maybe, generously credits the politicians with being bad negotiators. Okay? He's given them the benefit of the doubt that they thought they were getting a good deal for the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give them that benefit of the doubt.
Well,
I think they knew what they were doing, and in fact, what has happened is exactly the whole point of what they were trying to do. They're globalists. They wanted to take America's wealth and spread it around the world and build up the economies around the world, noble goal, with the assumption that as we help these other countries and build their economies, they're going to be friendly and everybody's going to love one another.
Right.
And it's going to be kumbaya.
A rising tide.
Right. Yeah. It lifts goodwill. Well, no, it don't.
Well, it didn't. But, you know, the other side of the coin is that they were looking for lower prices for the people. All right. Now, Walmart capitalized on it. They did great.
Yeah, but if you remember.
But it never does the economy any good, really.
Back in the early days, when you still had Sam Walton around, Walmart sold only products made where?
In the USA.
In the USA. That's right. Okay.
But when he retired.
You got a bunch of liberals who took over in the boardrooms.
Well, him and his family, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, but the original idea of Walmart was that it was to be about and for the United States of America. It was his goal to always be made in America products. But it got to the point where they couldn't get the products.
Well, because
they couldn't get a pair of socks that were made in America. They couldn't get a lamp that was made in America. They couldn't get a piece of furniture made in North or South Carolina anymore because the trade policies were meant to undermine our economy to favor the rest of the world. Once again, the noble thought was, it was sort of this Wilsonian idea of, if we help everybody else out, we aren't going to have wars anymore. There won't be anything to fight over anymore. Well, lo and behold, you're dealing with human beings.
Yep.
And human beings are always going to have disagreements. And occasionally they're going to elevate to the war state. And it's an ongoing everyday adventure to try not to allow things to get to that point. The president, once again, understands that the only way that he can really use, the only leverage that he can really use to level the playing field are tariffs, rather than renegotiating the trade deals. And, by the way, which is what he is doing, with the intent to no longer transfer our wealth out of the country, but to get us an actual fair deal where it's a level playing field. And that if the other side violates the rules, or we do, that there is a mechanism for accountability.
Right, because we allowed other countries to place tariffs on our goods.
Right.
Which is asinine.
Exactly, because it makes it impossible for our manufacturers to compete effectively in those markets and our own market,
right,
by the way. You see, it has an effect of destroying not their ability to compete worldwide, but domestically as well. And once again, this wasn't done because we had bad negotiators. This was the whole intent. So they got what they wanted. And they don't like the fact that Trump is trying to reverse it. And by the way, you got plenty of globalists on both sides of the aisle.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. And there's probably just as large a percentage. I mean, it's pretty even. So you can't go blaming it on Democrats or Clinton and Obama. You got to blame it on all of them. And it was Bush who negotiated, who began negotiations with TPP and all that stuff. So the once again, it's okay to have trade deals. It's probably even a pretty good idea to have trade deals,
mm-hmm,
as long as it is fair and equitable, and the whole intent isn't guised in a trade deal where the whole intent is, in fact, to take wealth from the wealthiest country in the world and spread it amongst all the others to the detriment of its own economy. Now, if it happens naturally, that's one thing. But to do it purposefully is another, and that's what has happened. Make no mistake about it. Now, as to the arguments, and I'm going to have to take another break here in a second, but this once again, there are two main arguments against tariffs. One, it will cause the cost of the product as a result of the commodity or whatever you're raising the tariff on to go up. The other is the possibility that you start a trade war where you have other countries retaliate with tariffs of their own. Well, guess what? most of that action is already
going on. It's already in place. Europe's put tariffs on us. China, even Japan has tariffs on us.
On some, that's exactly right. And it's to protect their own industries. That's why they do it. And to undercut ours. All right? It's to give them a leg up because they don't want to compete with us on an even playing field. They're afraid we'll clean their clocks. And unless they're really good, we will. But, hey, if they're really good, then they can do, you know, it's all about allowing the hidden hand of the economy to find, shall we say, the most equitable playing field, or to try to set it up with governments, all working in their own, you know, self-interest. All right, we'll take that break, come back, and talk about those two arguments. You're listening to the American Adversaries. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook, where you'll see the president's gridiron remarks from last night. And don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Criticism at home and abroad of President Donald Trump's plan to slap import tariffs on steel and aluminum isn't swaying the administration. The White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells CNN's State of the Union that there aren't any exceptions. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, appearing on ABC's This Week, calls threats of retaliation from U.S. allies pretty trivial. The office of British Prime Minister Theresa May says she has expressed her deep concern to Mr. Trump about his plan. French President Emmanuel Macron has praised the decision by Germany's center-left Social Democratic Party to join a coalition government with longtime German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative bloc. His office said Sunday that Macron welcomed the outcome of the SPD vote. The French leader was quoted as saying that this is good news for Europe. This is SRN News.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Hey, Orlando, this is the AWA's illustrious Johnny Stewart. You know, people always ask me, what do I listen to on the radio when I'm on my private jet? I mean, it's simple. I listen to Orlando's WORL, The Answer, on FM 105.5, AM 660. My good buddy, Christopher Hart, he's on the American Adversary Show. It's like, you know, political professional wrestling. No, I'm sorry. Can you step off my plane and go back and sit and coach?
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we are here. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. Christopher Hart here along with Aubrey Kahn, 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios. All right, so the big arguments against the tariffs are it raises prices is one. Okay, indeed it would. But would it be a significant increase in prices? The media is trying to make a big deal out of the fact that it would increase the price, say, of an automobile. How much would it increase the price of an automobile? On average, it would be about $175 per automobile. Now, someone buying a new automobile, is $175 increase going to keep them from buying that automobile? I don't think so. Because that $175 won't even really show up in the payment.
It's less than 0.1%.
Right. And the same thing. Right. And the same thing goes for aluminum products. A lot of people, you know, because Miller and Coors jumped out and started making a big deal out of it. A lot of people have, you know, the media have been jumped all over it. Once again, it would cost about a third of a cent per can of whatever beverage is in aluminum can.
Well, let's go better yet. Let's recycle. Go back to glass bottles where you paid a deposit. You brought the bottles back to the store. You got your deposit back.
And by the way, the beer industry for a long time used primarily glass.
Right. As did the dairy.
Right. Once again, though, they're now set up, you know, to produce more, mainly aluminum canned beer. But once again, it's not a significant increase. And they, you know, oh, what about jets? What about jets? Yeah, a $300 million Boeing jet would increase by about $20,000. And yet you've had all these projections that Boeing's going to lose tons of sales to Airbus because the price of a Boeing jet would increase by, once again, you're talking about a fraction of 1%, an extremely small amount. So, the second argument. Well, what if you start a trade war? What if it causes the price of the commodity to go up even more? Well, here's the problem with that. When it comes to steel and aluminum, they are natural resources. So the commodity price is not so much set by, shall we say, tariffs as it is the availability of the stuff, right?
And trade wars normally lower prices.
Believe it or not.
Strange how that works.
It's because it changes people's psyche. And the once again, that aspect of a trade war doesn't really play out. So what if they raise prices on Levi's jeans and whiskey from Kentucky and Harley Davidson's, which is what European Union has announced that they would do, that they would raise tariffs, not impose tariffs, right. But raise tariffs on Levi's jeans and Kentucky bourbon whiskey and Harley Davidson's. Do you know what that would result in?
Higher tariffs from the side.
Well, possibly. But what it would definitely result in is higher demand for Levi's jeans, Kentucky whiskey, and Harley Davidson's. And if they didn't get a grip on it over there, it would mean a black market for those items over there. So they're, in fact, setting up a sort of a criminal situation or criminal opportunity. But the bottom line is, we're the ones with the trade deficit. We're the ones that, to the tune of almost $1 trillion a year. Now, we're sitting here, you know, we get all these complaints from both sides, and usually they're louder when the other side is in charge. But certainly the clarion calls for our debt is out of control do have some legitimacy, whichever they're coming from, wherever they're coming from, whenever they come. So, okay, so we're looking at possibly a $1 trillion deficit again this year. Okay, we'll have to wait and see, because a lot of it's going to be determined by the tax revenues that come in. And there's another factor, too, that I'll get to here in a second, sort of a tangent. But the fact is, we're going to transfer close to $900 billion of our wealth out of the United States to other countries around the world as we take advantage of these cheap prices. And taking advantage of the cheap prices is bankrupting the country. That $900 billion, let's just say in a wonderful world, if we were able to keep it here in the country, would go a long way to generating tax revenues that would lower the deficit, perhaps even eliminate it.
But, you know, what people are also forgetting is all the foreign aid we give to our enemies.
Yeah, that's
including foreign aid to China.
Yeah.
Why are we giving foreign aid to China?
Well,
when we're doing so much business with them in the first place?
I guess this is the point I'm trying to make. What we have been calling business with China has been just another form of foreign aid, because we have given them trillions of dollars of our wealth over the last couple of decades.
Yeah, but that's for goods. I'm talking just foreign aid, cash in their hands, and we're giving them that.
But this is, again, I understand that it comes without it getting anything for it, but what I'm saying is we're getting so very little for what we're giving them anyway.
That is true.
We're giving away our wealth, we're giving away our future for a pair of doggone tennis shoes that's going to last 6 months to a year.
Yep.
You know? And so, look, making America great again means focusing on making America great again, not making the rest of the world great. And that's the motive behind what the president is doing. And so to get back to the trade wars, who has more to lose in a trade war? The countries that are getting over good now, or the country that is getting burnt now? You see, the upside for us is much greater in a trade war than the upside is for the European Union or China or Japan even. And by the way, I don't think we're looking at any kind of trade war with Japan, because the steel and aluminum imports are negligible from them. They use steel and aluminum here in the country. Now, Toyota said, oh, yeah, it's going to raise the price of a car $200. Once again, $200 on a $20,000 car ain't stank. And by the way, most of their cars are a lot more than $20,000.
Right.
I mean, you got to look hard to find one under, you know, $15,000 anymore. Unless you get some, you know, really little cheesy thing. But that's not what Toyota's all about anymore. They're about upper end market. So the reality is, in a trade war, we've got more to gain and less to lose. And yet, of course, the media would have you believe the exact opposite, which is why they're in the business of fake news, and we're in the business of looking at things a little bit more realistically. And Phil Mickelson just barely missed a putt to tie for the lead in this Mexico City golf tournament. By the way, I think this is the one that used to be played here in South Florida. This golf tournament that they're playing this weekend was the one that was played. It was the Doral, I believe it was called.
Okay.
And it was played down there in South Florida at a golf course that is now owned by President Trump.
No wonder they moved to Mexico.
They moved it to Mexico City, yeah.
Well, were there any illegal pro golfers in this country?
I don't know about that. But so anyway, the possibility of a trade war, yeah, it could be something of a trade war. But once again, we're in a better position to benefit from it than they are to benefit from it. So the likelihood is that they would blink before President Trump would. And even if they didn't, once again, this is about rebuilding the manufacturing base here in the United States of America. And if we're going to do that, we're all going to have to play a role in that. And it may mean spending a few extra dollars on a pair of tennis shoes. But is the United States of America worth a few extra dollars on a pair of tennis shoes? I think you have to ask yourself that, because that's in essence what we're talking about here. We're talking about giving our wealth away to the point where we can no longer defend ourselves. Or we can suck it up and we can build back our manufacturing base and make America great again. Well, that's, I think, the better option. But there may be a little pain along the way. But once again, it's going to be more painful for the Europeans to not have bourbon whiskey over there than it is for the whiskey dealers here. Believe you me, they will still find a way to sell that whiskey. And most of it will probably still end up the same amount in Europe. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about some economic things and a whole lot more. So please stick around for the American Adversaries on our Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. Beautiful sunset going on. I hope you can see it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Show, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. This is the anniversary of the Bloody Sunday, as it's called, the Selma March. Of course, that song was written about a much bloodier Sunday over there in Ireland, but Sunday, Bloody Sunday, the anniversary. So, once again, the civil rights marchers in Selma, Alabama, and the parade, the march, and the dogs, and the fire and hoses, and all that sort of thing. Sad day in American history, but did set off some changes that, well, let's just hope that they were the right changes in the long run. Certainly treating all human beings equally and fairly, and that is the goal of the United States of America, always has been, always will be. And sometimes we get there the long way around, but that's where we're headed. All right, 407-774-8255 is the number. Aubrey had to take a business call. By the way, he is, an excellent home inspector, And if you've gotten a new roof on your house, I'm seeing them going up everywhere, then you need to talk to Aubrey. He can get you a discount on your homeowner's insurance. Most likely you're paying too much now that you have that brand new roof. You can get a wind mitigation discount, but you have to have a certified home inspector do the inspection and fill out the paperwork for you. That's where Aubrey comes in. 321-624-0254. Okay. Our number is 407-774-8255. The budget that just passed, the two-year budget that just passed, a couple of 3 weeks ago, when we were facing another government shutdown, was for fiscal year 2018 and fiscal year 2019. Well, the fiscal year doesn't start January 1st. It starts October 1st. So we're already halfway through fiscal year 2018. What does that mean? It means that the government is going to be scurrying around like, shall we say, rats in a hole, trying to figure out how they can spend all this money that they've been appropriated for a full year in 6 months. Wasn't there a movie or something made about this, Brewster's Millions, or I don't know what it was, where some guy had to spend $1 million a day or something? Well, believe it, they'll find a way to do it. The Pentagon in particular is in a bit of a quandary because a lot of money, I think it was about $92 billion extra, was dedicated to maintenance. And that would include salaries and pay for military personnel, as well as maintenance on aircraft and ships. And the problem for them is a provision wasn't put in there. This type of money has to be spent in the year it is appropriated. Other defense monies and other government monies can roll over, depending. For instance, defense money for purchases of weapon systems or ships or aircraft can be rolled over into the next year. But when it comes to maintenance, it's supposed to be spent in the year that it is appropriated. And so they have got an extra year's worth of money, in essence, that they have to spend. And by the way, the actual appropriations bills themselves haven't yet been passed. So even though they have passed the budget, they still got to go back and pass a bunch of these individual appropriations bills, which actually says, okay, the money that we set aside for you, you're now authorized to get. I mean, this is the screwy way we do things in Washington, D.C., right? And so the clock is ticking even shorter on the military, that they're going to have this huge lump sum of cash and not enough time to spend it. So, of course, that sets up a situation where the incentive is to overspend and spend on things we don't need or spend way too much. Once again, this is the way we do business in government. This is why we need to drain the swamp and why it's going to be a little painful for some people when we do. They won't be able to spend all those billions so free and easily. All right, that's just a little quirk with the budget bill as it passed. So the let me diverge here for a couple of minutes. The candidate forum that is coming up on Tuesday for Apopka City Council candidates is going to be broadcast live on these same stations, AM 660 The Answer, FM 105.5, and 1520 WBZW. It will be carried live immediately following our Tuesday broadcast, and the American Adversaries Trump 2020 Club version will be at the Journey Christian Church, where we are going to do the candidate forum. You're certainly welcome to come to the candidate forum, and I highly encourage it if you are a resident of Apopka and will be voting in these elections. City councils and mayors have a great sway over how we live these days. The size and role of government plays out to a tremendous extent in local city government. Whether or not a city is going to be a sanctuary city, for instance. How they're going to allocate money for police and protection for their citizens. taxes, all of these things are in the hands of city council members and mayors. And with this election coming up here in Apopka, these folks are going to be faced with some very serious and, in many cases, difficult decisions over the next few years as to how and the direction in which Apopka is going to grow, what they're going to do about their money and the reserves, the budget and the reserves, and what they're going to do in terms of just the growth of the city itself and who is going to be incorporated into that. So if you want to be informed, if you're a Apopka voter, please be there. If you can't be there, listen, please, on the radio. It's going to be at the Journey Christian Church Tuesday. The doors will open 6:45. The candidate forum will begin about 7:10 when we go back on the air after our show. And it will be live for as I said, for 2 hours. And if you're not a resident of Apopka but are interested in local government, you are certainly welcome. And if you're just interested in this sort of thing in general, you are certainly welcome. We encourage as many people to be there as possible, obviously. Journey Christian Church is a fantastic venue, very comfortable venue, by the way. And I'm sure that you will be enjoy the show and the forum. And it's not going to be a debate where we're going to try to get them to argue with one another. It's going to simply be an opportunity for them to tell you a little bit about what they see as the proper future, if you will, for Apopka. So that's Tuesday, and there is no admission charge for that. So please come out and join us at the Journey Christian Church. And then on April the 7th, you got some fun at the Mead Gardens over there in Winter Park with the All British Car Show. You're going to be 200 or more automobiles. All kinds of British cars are going to be there, old and new. And there'll be judging, and there'll be an auction, there'll be raffle, there's going to be what they call valve cover racing. That's primarily for the kids, or kids at heart. And it's all free, and except for, you know, what you buy, or if you get in on the raffles or the auction. Tijuana Flats is going to be there. It's going to be a great event. That's April 7th in Mead Gardens, the All British Car Show. You can all go to allbritishcarclub.com to find out more information. And if you got a cool British car you'd like to enter in the competition, you're welcome to do that at allbritishcarclub.com. So please do take advantage of that. Okay, so once again, a lot of the hoopla over the weekend has been about the tariffs, but there have been other things. And without fail, all of the networks, including Fox, made their shows this morning built around the chaotic week at the White House. And the is it spinning out of control, and the concern amongst people that the president may be going over the edge, and friends of his are really worried about him, and he's got nobody close to him anymore in his in administration other than his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner. And what's going to happen next? What's he going to do next? And then this tariff stuff, right on all this, is this just he's losing it? Once again, he's been talking about doing this for 30 or 40 years, and they're trying to use this as evidence that the man is losing his mind. That's the furthest thing from the truth. He is in no way losing his mind. As a matter of fact, I think he is quite enjoying himself. And I think that a lot of the, shall we say, whispers and rumors coming out of the White House are, as I said before, I would not be surprised if the president himself is not behind some of this, just to put the media in a tizzy, just to have them running around chasing their tails and chasing him and nipping at his heels, trying to catch him and do away with him or something like that. And it ain't going to happen. This president is a lot more politically savvy. Or let me put it this way. His instincts beats political book learning any day of the week. His instincts beat given rules of thumb in politics any day of the week. He may not look at politics like politicians do or political scientists do or commentators do, but he sure does have a whole lot better feel for it than any of us. And that's why he's president of the United States. That's why he is the billionaire that he is. And that's why he's being very successful. In all of this chaos, he is being extremely successful. And that is what really angers his opponents the most. And I don't care if it's a Republican never-Trumper, a media never-Trumper, or a liberal Hillary Clinton never-Trumper. What they hate the most about this president is that he is succeeding. That is why they are falling all over themselves to try to present the illusion that it's the opposite. That is an illusion. The reality is the man is succeeding. He knows it, and he's enjoying it. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn, News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin, and more. Now, sit back and enjoy The American Adversaries.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries for hour number two of the Sunday evening class, three-hour classic tour. Sorry, I was just looking at the newspaper. Sudan has walked. Did you see that?
Hey, what?
Sudan. I guess that's his name. I think it's S-U-D-A-N, and that is that Sudan.
Okay, yes.
I know Sudan is a country.
That's what I thought.
But Sudan is also the last male northern white rhino who lives in Johannesburg. Your old Berg.
Well, what happened to him?
He's had a leg infection.
Oh, no.
He's 45 years old, and he's been down. And, you know, the drought out there has been tremendously bad. They finally got some good hard rain, and he was able to wallow around in the mud, and he felt so good he started walking around.
Great.
We give you all the news here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And that is, of course, our African-American, South African-American, that is, Aubrey Kahn. And I am Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. Jeff's on the bridge, and Kathy's on the way. She'll be here for the second hour of the show, of course. By the way, she has just booked, or over the weekend has booked, Sheriff David Clark to be on our show again Wednesday at 5:35, so put that on your calendar. And, of course, Tuesday is Trump 2020 Club Tuesday, and Randy Ross is going to be in. He was at the Trump fundraiser this past weekend, well, yesterday and the day before, and he'll be able to give us a firsthand account. He's been posting pictures, is that right, on Facebook there, Aubrey?
Yeah, he's putting stuff on 2020.
Yeah, okay, so go on Facebook if you want to. You can even do it while you're on listening to us on your radio or smart device. You can use your computer or whatever to go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook, and you can also check out our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook, and he's posting stuff about the fundraiser over the weekend. So that's Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. And, of course, Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays are brought to us by Sutherland Nissan. And we're so proud to have them as a sponsor, a really big deal for us around here. And it's a big deal for you, too, when you're going out to buy a new car, any car, whether it's new or pre-owned. It is one of the major purchases you make in life.
and you want to make sure you're getting a good deal, and that's what you'll get at Sutherland Nissan. They're located on East Colonial Drive at Chickasaw Trail. It's a big, beautiful dealership there. They've got some really fine machines, and they can put you behind the wheel of one and do it really, really easily. And no high pressure, though, right? So that's Sutherland Nissan. And as Mike likes to say, don't forget to check out their Titan trucks out there. Those Titan pickup trucks are really nice trucks. And as we like to say, when you go in to check out their Titans, tell them the Titans of Talk Radio sent you. All right? We appreciate that. That's the American Adversaries. All right. The president, once again, spoke at the fundraiser we were just mentioning yesterday, the one that Randy was at. And then he spoke last night at the Gridiron Dinner, and he was on, and it was classic Trump on both occasions. And he was provocative, and he was smart, and he was enjoying himself. And the media just can't stand that. So they have to make it look like something else is going on. Mark Levin said something, and by the way, he's got his new show on Fox on Sunday nights. And by the way, next week on Fox at 8 o'clock, going to be the Lost O.J. Confession. Oh, God. I thought we'd seen everything with that guy, but I guess not. Anyway, Levin said, never has been a president treated like this president, where they not only go after him, but they go after his family, they go after his kids, they go after everything about this president. They go and they try to get drive people who are close to him away from him in an effort to drive him nuts. And, you know, Jimmy Carter said, what was it, a couple of months ago, we read his quote where he said he'd never seen a president treated like this. And I know we've talked about it on this show on many occasions. And I just want to, again, describe that what the media is doing is nothing less than cruel. It's cruel. They can't stand the fact that they were made to look like fools and idiots. And so they are taking that frustration, that resentment out on President Trump. And he's the proxy for the rest of us because they really don't like the fact that we voted for the guy, you see. And so it's not only to, shall we say, restrain and perhaps, in their mind, get rid of Trump, but it is also to discourage the rest of us. It's like, you know, every day it is, this is what they're in essence saying. They're saying, you elected this guy. Look at what, you know, what an idiot he is. Look at how chaotic it is. Look how the rest of the world hates us and all this stuff. All this is not true. Now, is there drama in the White House? Well, there always is drama in the White House, right?
There wasn't any in the last administration, was there?
No, never was in Clinton's administration either, was there?
Oh, no.
And certainly wasn't in George W. Bush's administration or even Ronald Reagan's. No, there's, But what they have done is they have made it hyper-dramatic. And they have, by their own hands and their own pens and their own, you know, computers and their own voices, have made the, shall we say, the commonplace uncommon. And not to say that Trump, anything about Trump's life is common, but he does connect with common people. And he does understand common people's plights. And he does understand common sense. And none of this is anything that the media likes to have anything to do with. They like to have it their way, which doesn't usually involve much in the way of common sense or having anything to do with common people. So they are going to make his life miserable and, by proxy, make our lives miserable in the process, if we let them. But we can have just as much fun as Trump is having by watching and seeing how flummoxed and how driven they are to try to make him out to be this ultimate villain. And he's more than willing to play along with it. Like I said, in his, the fundraiser yesterday, he talked about President Xi of China glowingly and how he's now in control for pretty much the rest of his life, and maybe we ought to try that here sometime. he understands that this is what the media is going around saying he wants to do, you see? Right. So he plays right into it. Once again, I don't know that he thinks about it this way, but he's applying the knowledge that he's learned about being around professional wrestling and in media and in entertainment to these yokels in the media in Washington, D.C. Because, you see, at the end of the day, they are characters. They're not really the real person that we see. They are characters. And they are playing roles. And they understand this as much as anybody can understand it. And they're willing to play the roles and play it up and be the celebrity media and all of this. And in the meantime, the president is willing to play them along. And that is what he is doing. By the way, at the end of his gridiron remarks last night, he did thank them for what they do, their hard work that they do to preserve our democracy. Got to wonder if he said that sarcastically. I don't know. Once again, I wasn't there at the gridiron thing last night. Well, you can go to our Facebook page and check it out for yourself. We'll talk about that. A little bit more of his joking. We'll go over some of his jokes a little bit later on in the show. I think you'll enjoy that. Meantime, as I said, the president is making hay. He is making progress. He is getting things done. And pretty much every week, we either see something else that he's doing or we see a positive result of something that he has already done. And that is going to continue. And as far as these tariffs go, the fact that our economy is now back on a more sure footing and with a corporate tax structure that is luring investment dollars back to the United States, and the fact that it is obvious that this president wants to rebuild the industrial might of the United States for savvy investors around the rest of the world, even in the face of tariffs, they see the United States as the best deal in town. The best game in town, something that they're going to want to get involved in and something they're going to want to invest in and become a part of. So if you're going to do tariffs, if you're going to do something like this, as I said on the show Friday, this is the optimum time to do it. We're now back in the driver's seat, you see? And this is what the president is making very clear to the rest of the world, much to their chagrin.
And he's also returning the power back to the people by getting rid of arcane laws and
regulation.
And, he's doing everything that the press and the Democrats and a lot of Republicans don't want, because they want centralized power.
Right. And globalism.
Right. And he's putting an end to that.
He's going a long way to put an end to it. That's for sure.
Well, you know, in 8 years, he could have a huge amount of success. It'll all depend on who follows after him.
Well, that's true, too. But the fact that he has been so very successful already in the first year is what scares the bejeebers out of Democrats and the people in the media. And that's why they're going so far out of their way to try to hide that fact. And it's going to be, you know, an ongoing effort of theirs. There's no question about that. And the gullible out there will fall for it. And the weak-hearted will tend to be swayed by it. But the bottom line is reality is going to be staring people more and more in the face. It's just like the tax cut. You know, people can't deny the fact that they're getting more money in their paychecks. Yep. And so, you know, they have to admit it. Now, maybe they can try to... Nick Mickelson just rolled another one right around the edge. He would have won sudden death going away. He still may win if the other fella doesn't make his par putt, and it's going to be a challenging one. But that was just, I mean, it rolled around the edge, the lip of the cup. Once again, this is the former Doral Open. And what was the woman who was behind this? Oh, gosh, I want to forget her name. Anyway, she was a big part of the Doral tournament This is the one that the PGA moved because of Donald Trump to Mexico City. And anyway, so we got it on the monitor here. But the bottom line is the president is fully in charge, and he is being successful. And the more successful he is, the more the media is going to try to deny that and hide it. So just see it as, and by the way, CNN is now declaring him as a failure as a president, whatever that means to them.
Well, because he doesn't bend down to their wishes and kiss their butts, but instead favors Fox.
Well, I think it's partly that, but I think it's more what I'm talking about. They understand that he's anything but a failure. Looks like Mickelson just won. Yeah, congratulations
to Phil
Mickelson.
They've got to make him look like a fool if they want to regain any status.
And that's exactly what it is. See, they really have shown themselves to not know what they're talking about for the most part. So they have to make it look like the guy who does know what he's talking about, Trump, that he doesn't. All right? All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other big news of the week and the so-called changing consciousness of the nation when it comes to gun laws and the Second Amendment. Stick around for more of the American Adversaries. And don't forget, you can check out our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you can check out all of our great sponsors, including Sutherland Nissan, including Firm Foundation, including Relax and Comfort, where if you click on that one, you can register for the drawing for a massage chair. Somebody out there is going to win one of these doggone things. I hope it's you, and I hope you will be with us when we come back.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Okay, welcome back. That's right, folks. You got the American Adversaries. We're here. We're live. 407-774-8255. Of course, the other news of the week until the president made the announcement about tariffs was the ongoing debate about what to do about school safety / gun control. And, of course, the left and the media has been trying to make this all about gun control like they have on all of these occasions. And that is something that is being pointed out, and it's being pointed out most very effectively by Mr. Pollack, Andrew Pollack, the father of Meadow Pollack. This is the fellow that we were talking about on the show last week. He has made it his goal in life now to make sure that all of the nation's schools are made secure. He's not talking about gun control. As a matter of fact, he's going out of his way to say that that is a distraction. That is not what needs to be done. He says, after every occasion like this, we've talked about gun control and nothing ever gets done, and that would be impossible to pull off anyway, to take guns out of all the bad guys' hands. The man is very realistic about this.
Yep.
Yeah, and he is once again making this his crusade. Not only did he meet with the president in that Oval Office, not Oval Office, but White House meeting about a week and a half ago, when they had people from all over the country there, victims of shootings and family members of victims of shootings, when he stood up and spoke impassionedly, and his sons stood up with him. And he has now been back to the White House since then and met on a more private basis with the president. And they have developed a rapport, and they both have the same goal, and that is to make schools secure. Now, this is in the face of the March for Us and all this other business going on with the media, where they're exploiting these students to make their liberal arguments for them in favor of, you know, banning assault weapons and keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally ill and stuff, as though this will actually make students going to school safer. It will not. And maybe it's a good idea or not, but the bottom line is that doesn't matter when it comes to school safety, because it will not make schools safe. And a lot of eyes are now on the Florida legislature. As a result of this, Mr. Pollack is now, presently as we're talking now, on his way to Tallahassee to meet with the governor and the Florida legislatures. They got one more week in the regular session. And the governor has been calling Mr. Pollack every day, according to Pollack, and talking with him and encouraging him and just trying to be there for him and working with him, because even though what Rick Scott has proposed is broader than simply school safety, it does include raising the purchase age of rifles. I'm not sure if they are including shotguns. They are saying rifles in that, which would include AR-15s and lever-action, bolt-action rifles.
Well, you know, and that includes hunting rifles, so one could assume it would be shotguns as well.
I don't necessarily know, because shotguns are not normally called a rifle. A rifle involves the type of barrel that you have and that sort of thing, and the projectile coming out of the end of it. So I'm not sure about that. And by the way, they haven't passed anything even in the Florida Senate yet.
Right.
And they have to pass it in the Florida Senate and the Florida House before the governor can sign it. And the Florida House is just like the Congress in Washington. The Florida House tends to be a bit more conservative than the Florida Senate, even though they're both overwhelmingly controlled by Republicans. So the Florida senators, I guess, they tend to have, bigger goals in life than people in the Florida House. I don't know. But I do know this, that the eyes of the nation are on Florida and what we will do or not do. The Democrats once again proposed banning the ARs, and that was once again voted down. What the Florida House now appears, or excuse me, the Florida Senate appears to be trying to get passed would be raising the purchase of rifles, whatever they mean by that, to 21. They would also set up what they call a marshal program for schools. That is where it allows teachers, doesn't require, but allows teachers to become like air marshals.
Which is what Trump was proposing, too.
Which is what Mr. Pollack is proposing.
Right.
And they would also have I know I'm leaving something out here. They would raise the age. They would have the Marshall Plan in the bill. And, eliminate bump stocks, which, you know, the president can do that. He can have the Treasury Department do that. And they're working to do just that. And by the way, the Obama administration is the administration which loosened the regulations on bump stocks and made them easier to obtain, made them legal to have. The Obama administration, right? Not George W. Bush, not Ronald Reagan, not Donald Trump, President Barack Obama.
There was a good reason for him doing that.
What was that?
To create more chaos so they could eventually confiscate everybody's firearms.
Well, that was, seems to be the net result. Whether that was intention or not, that we'll leave to Judgment Day, but certainly that was the net result. But once again, the legislature, though, is supposed to adjourn on Friday. And the only thing the Florida legislature is required by law to do is pass a budget. The rest of it is just, you know, whatever else they can throw in along that. But obviously the pressure is high that something get done. Rick Scott is going to be working hard to get his proposals through. If they just, and by the way, that also would include several hundred million dollars for other school security measures, including bulletproof glass, some metal detectors, and more funding for police officers and sheriff's deputies to be at schools, resource officers, so-called. But once again, as we saw in South Florida, that has limitations in some areas. And not to harp on this thing about the Apopka City Council, but it was local government down there that decided to buy into the Obama Administration Promise Program, which was to allow juvenile delinquents to get away with committing crimes and have no consequences.
Right, and that way they could show just how well the program's working, because look how crime rate has dropped.
How their arrest reports in schools were going down. Yeah, arrest reports went down, but the deaths of students went up. How about that? Was it worth it to them? That's the importance of local government. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. And once again, you can join us Tuesday night, Journey Christian Church. If you're a Apopka resident, you really do need to be there. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. French President Emmanuel Macron has praised the decision by Germany's center-left Social Democratic Party to join a coalition government with longtime German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative bloc. His office said Sunday that Macron welcomed the outcome of the SPD vote. The French leader was quoted as saying, "This is good news for Europe. France and Germany will work together in the coming weeks to develop new initiatives and advance the European project." Criticism at home and abroad of President Donald Trump's plan to slap import tariffs on steel and aluminum isn't phasing the administration. The White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells CNN's State of the Union that there aren't any exceptions. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, appearing on ABC's This Week, calls threats of retaliation from U.S. allies pretty trivial. This is SRN News.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123. or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversary. Love ya.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're here. We're live until 8 o'clock. Hope you can join us until then. And don't forget, Mark Walters with Armed American Radio is going to be here from 8 till 11 on these very same stations. 407-774-8255 is the number. Christopher Hart here along with Aubrey Kine. We might have a surprise visitor tonight. I do know in the next hour we're going to have Kathy Santomassimo. And she's
so Trump's coming?
No. This might be better than that.
If Melania,
you like,
huh?
If you like pizza, all right. So anyway, 407-774-8255 is the number. That's Aubrey Kine. I am Christopher Hart. As I said, the news was focusing on the gun debate prior to the tariff debate, but the changing consciousness doesn't seem to be working out the way the media and the liberals wanted it to. They thought the changing consciousness, that the new thing that was going to move the nation, was these students coming out of Douglas High School down there and going on all the shows and doing their thing, and the students marching, and the march coming up here on the 24th of this month in Washington, D.C., although they're going to have to find a different place than the mall because the mall was already taken. They can't get a permit for that. So, but there does seem to be a change in consciousness in regard to the school shootings. But it's not going their way. It's going President Trump's and Mr. Pollack's way. Even Dianne Feinstein had to admit this week that what we need to do first, she said the number one issue is school safety and guns. By the way, USA Today did a survey. What is the number one issue for you as you, if you're voting this year? 1,000 people. Do you know what the number one issue was?
What?
School safety.
And wasn't second?
It wasn't gun control. It was school safety. Right. By the way, the Russia probe, out of 1,000 respondents, 5, not 5%, 5 out of 1,000 said that that was the primary issue that they were focused on. Other issues were the economy, immigration, defense, the standard issues.
Right.
But the number one right now is school safety. And once again, people are beginning to discern that school safety is different from gun control, and that school safety is maybe not even a proper venue to talk about gun control.
It might be that the man in the street who normally votes Democrats is finally waking up to the realization that gun-free zones only take guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, that criminals, by their very nature, do not, will not, and never will obey the law.
And the real difference maker this time around is you have President Trump in the White House making the proper, shall we say, assessment of things, and that is, schools and gun-free zones are nothing but inviting targets for people who want to kill a lot of sitting ducks.
Right.
The
people in the House and the Senate are interested in one thing and one thing only: growing government and expanding their power.
Right. And you still obviously have a lot of Democrats that are trying to make this all about gun control. As a matter of fact, if the Florida legislature doesn't get anything passed, part of the problem will be the Democrats. Now, obviously, the Republicans control it, so they can get it done whether the Democrats like it or not. but they are holding out for, you know, bans on assault weapons and gun control issues, and not focusing on making our schools safe. And once again, we're talking about two different things here. And the media is sort of flummoxed by this because their idea of school safety is what the kids have been talking about. Do away with the NRA. Do away with AR-15s. And, you know, have other draconian gun control measures, which people understand won't make our schools safer. People understand what is safe and what is not safe, because most people think about it in terms of their own personal protection, whether it's the safety devices in their car or their homes, or maybe even they carry a safety device of their own around with them, if you know what I mean. But the bottom line is, people understand safety devices. They understand safe areas and unsafe areas. And what the president and these events are making very clear is our schools are not safe. They are not safe. And gun control legislation will not make them safe, especially not in the immediate time frame. The only way to make our schools safe is to provide more protection there in the form immediately of more police. And then in the longer term, making the buildings and the facilities and the campuses themselves a secure barrier. So the issue is changing people's consciousness, but it's not changing it in the way that the media wanted it to be changed. And once again, that you can thank primarily President Trump for that, but you can also thank this Mr. Pollack and others like him who are, you know, trying to refocus the nation. And once again, we're going to have Sheriff David Clark on with us on Wednesday afternoon, and this is one of the subjects, obviously, that we will be talking to him about, and about how school safety and gun control don't have anything necessarily to do with one another at all. And so the president is, once again, he's moving the nation in his direction, and this is what the media considers to be spinning out of control. In a way, it is, because it is spinning out of their
control.
You got it.
Exactly.
Right? So, and of course, they can't stand that, because they like to be in control of the narrative. They like to be in control of what we see, read, hear, and think. And when they are not, they are upset about it. By the way, you have not heard much about a story coming out of Aubrey's own South Africa. They've been having a severe drought over there. We've talked a little bit about that on the show. We're horsing around with Sudan, the last white rhino, at least in captivity. But there's something much more serious going on in South Africa. They have passed legislation dictating that no land can be owned by white people anymore in South Africa?
They're going to be confiscating the land from the white farmers, because currently the white farmers own 72% of the arable land. Now, the black government has said that this is not only unfair, but that the white man stole it from the black man. Unfortunately, people don't know their history. The black tribes came down from the north, and they warred against the Bantu and the Sand people, which were peace-loving people in South Africa. They conquered them and took their land.
Imagine that.
Now the white people came and they conquered South Africa, and what happened? They took their land. So now the current government has passed a law that these lands need to be taken back and redistributed to black people.
Now, there's already been some of this, right?
Yes, it took place when people went to the government and said that was their family's tribal land, then the government could force the white farmers to give up their land. Very often they couldn't prove it, so they would squat around the wells and destroy the crops so that the farmer eventually went bankrupt anyway, and then they took over the land.
What happens when they take over the land?
Well, have, look at Zimbabwe and what's going to happen in South Africa. Zimbabwe was known as the breadbasket of Africa. It exported everything as far as foods were concerned, much like South Africa is doing today. Well, they don't even grow enough food to sustain themselves anymore.
So they went from being a tremendous exporter of food to now they can't even produce their
own. They can't even produce enough to feed their own people. They have to import everything. We're talking corn, wheat, sugar, cattle, you know, beef, lamb, pork, everything. What? Unfortunately, the majority of black people have not been to agricultural school, and they are subsistence farmers. So they will grow what they need, and if they have an abundance, they don't bother selling it or trading it. They just let it rot. And, of course, you get a drought, and suddenly we got no food. Thank goodness for the United States of America and for the missionaries in this country that export food and take aid to Africa.
What's interesting is one of the reasons why they gave, why they should be able to take the land from the farmers, not just that the farmers had taken it from black people, but that farmers, white farmers are, it said white farmers are evil.
Well, of course they're evil because they've got the land.
Right.
So, you know, it's unfortunate.
The point I'm leading up to here, isn't that a form of apartheid?
Person. No, that's affirmative action.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Heaven forbid. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. And pizza may be on the way. Oh, that would be nice. We'll be back with the American Adversaries Sunday evening, 3-hour classic tour. Please be with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
The show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, the president's draining the swamp, and the swamp creatures do not like it, not leave one least little bit. No, they don't. So they are fighting tooth and nail to bring him down and to depress us in the process. But we ain't going to let them do it. No, we're not. All right, that's right, folks. You're listening to the American Adversaries. We're here. We're live. 407-774-8255 is the number. So Pasquale, by the way, Pasquale Barba's on the way here. He's going to be joining us here momentarily. We might have to let him do some talking while we do some eating. Oh, but no, you can't, because it's going to have cheese on it.
I can't, no.
But now you're getting back to your regular diet, though, right?
Tomorrow.
So if you didn't hear earlier in the show, Aubrey lost 40 pounds in 40 days, but actually gained a little bit of muscle in that.
3 pounds of muscle mass. I dropped 7 points on my visceral fat, which is the fat around your organs, heart, liver, lungs, etc.
The dangerous stuff.
Yeah. And I dropped 40 pounds of fat.
That is fantastic. And what they do is they put him on a special diet, a lot of raw foods.
Yeah, a lot of fruits, vegetables, and proteins, but all lean, no fats, no dairy, no sugars.
But only how many calories?
I was allowed between 600 and 800 a day.
Now you can up your calorie intake, right?
To 2,915 calories. And I don't know how I'm going to eat that much.
And will you still lose weight?
Apparently, yes. Slowly, but yeah, it gets you into more of a maintenance mode.
Okay, he's here, Jeff. You need to go down and let Pasquale in. Thank you.
So, I'm feeling good. I've got lots of energy. Fitting to size 40 instead of 46s. I lost weight around my gut, arms, my feet, my thighs.
It's remarkable. Every week we could see the difference. And once again, this week, Aubrey's looking thinner and better all the time. And you're feeling better too, right?
Oh, I feel incredible.
And sleeping better?
No more sleep apnea. My blood pressure, I had to throw the meds out because my blood pressure without the meds is down to 120 over 70.
Which is ideal.
Yeah, it was 200 over 120.
Two, which is not ideal.
Which is heart attack
which
stage.
Is deadly, yeah.
So, yep. And, had a lot of weight loss. I feel energetic. I sleep better. I wake up refreshed.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling to be healthy again.
I guess it is. Well, I'm kind of trying to get the studio mic set up here for Pasquale so we can eat some pizza when he gets here. Well, we can. You can't. Sorry.
I'll sit and watch and make rude remarks.
But now you will be able to go back and eat restaurant cooking, right?
Well, I actually had lunch with...
Here he is. Here he is.
With Joe and Merrily Turp today.
Yep, and he's got the pizza with him.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
Buonasera.
You got to sit down here and say that into the microphone, Pasquale.
Buonasera, signori e signore.
Now tell everybody what you said, please.
I said good evening to ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening to ladies and gentlemen, as only Pasquale Barba can say it. What'd you bring us tonight?
But, I heard in this studio is a lot of vampires, so I brought the pizza with the garlic.
Just the way we like it. Lots of garlic on it. I can smell it, too. I see Jeff's already attacking it in there. He's going at it. What you been up to? It's been a long time since you've been on with us.
I know. I was a little bit busy, but I'm here now tonight.
Yeah. And, of course, we're getting ready to celebrate. Actually, this month, Pasquale, you've been sponsoring the show 7 years this month. Can you hear through these?
It's okay, we do later.
All right. Yeah, 7 years now.
Wow. 7 years?
7 years.
Oh, my God.
You've been sponsoring the show, and we've been eating up there pretty much every week for seven years, and we still can't get enough of it. It's great food.
It's a great restaurant.
Thursday.
Yeah, just about every Thursday. And
there's a lot of people that come there. They want to see you. They want autographs for you. And I tell you, you got to come on Thursday.
Well, you see, now they're going to want to come and see you again. Because if you're a new listener, Pasquale would come in pretty regularly on Sunday nights. You got pretty busy, though, on Sunday nights. But a lot of people would come say, when's Pasquale going to be back on the show? We'd love listening to him.
Yeah, he's a great businessman.
Yeah, absolutely.
He runs an amazing restaurant. The food is out of this world.
Hey, do you know they got elections going on today in Italy?
No.
Yeah, they got elections going on over there in Italy.
Maybe you know more than me. Well, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't think it's the PM. I think it's like, you know, the ministers or whatever going on over there.
Politics in Italy is so corrupt right now.
And that's right, yeah. I mean, you had one guy.
I don't want to see it make me so mad. Well, Italy is so beautiful, but the politics just one day they will destroy everything.
Yeah, it's well, that seems to be going on in a lot of places. But the... I don't know what the election results are yet, but it was, as I said, it was for ministers, not the prime minister. But the Cafe Positano, which is right down the street from us here, it's about 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Great Italian food. You know, graduations are coming up. You guys do a lot of graduation parties there.
We do.
Yeah.
I start already to see some on the weekend already.
Is that right? Some already? And we're going to do a live remote broadcast there at the end of this month, and we're going to do a spaghetti eating contest, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun, and of course everybody's invited to come out and join us there.
I'll just eat the meatballs.
That's what I was going to say. If you want to get into the contest, we're taking entries.
But you know, Cafe Positano is not just about spaghetti and meatball. Well, that's the most people, that's what I think about Italian restaurant. It's spaghetti and meatball. I mean, we don't eat this every day. Sometimes.
No, but your lasagna is incredible. Your salmon with the mango. Oh,
yes,
man.
Yes, we have everything there. We have chicken, we have veal, we have fish, we have filet mignon, anything you want.
You still do your prime rib on Tuesdays?
No, we don't do yet, but pretty soon we do again.
Mm. The prime rib, you have to make a reservation for that or you'll not get it.
And the ingredients are the freshest there. Oh. And Kathy, when she gets here, we'll have to have her tell about the meal she had the other night. It was the lobster and the filet. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, it's like surf and like turf.
Surf and turf, yeah. And the prices are very reasonable, folks. I mean, you're not going to beat the quality of the meal.
No.
And the portions,
they are so big you can have lunch or a dinner next day.
Oh, yeah, she'll tell you. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. So it's a great place to be, and it's you and Roberto, Pasquale and Roberto, came here from Italy. Now, you came here via Germany and then briefly in New York, wasn't it?
My brother was in New York. I was in England and then Germany 13 years and then here 25 years.
25 years, and Cafe Positano is about, what, 20-something years old now?
21.
21 years old.
And still the best Italian food in the whole of Florida.
I tell you what, and the best of sponsors for the show. And it's really a lot of fun up there. And, yeah, we're usually there on Thursday nights, so folks, feel free to come by, and we'll make a place for you.
This man is partially responsible for me gaining weight.
No, he's not.
That's not true. look at me.
That's right.
I eat every day, 2-3 times a day.
Yeah. And by the way, you want to talk about good golfers. We just watched Phil Mickelson won that tournament in Mexico City. And it was sudden death. He won on the first hole, sudden death. But Pasquale, he's a good golfer now. You know, you need some pointers or whatever.
He could definitely teach you a thing or two.
He has. He has taught me a thing or two. That's right. Improved my swing.
You see, I try to teach you as well.
Yeah?
The thing I try to teach you is don't even attempt to pick up a golf club. But you never listen to me.
Bless Pasquale's heart. The first tournament I showed up to play, I brought two clubs with me. No bag, just two clubs. And he sent me home with another club. Great, that Cobra, man. I love hitting with that thing.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And by the way, they do take reservations at Cafe Positano. And as I said, they do parties there, and so it's a lot. It's a fun place to go, and plus you got carry out too, and you guys cater stuff.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and the catering is great,
and the boss even delivers,
like he did to us tonight. That's right.
Believe it or not, sometime I do. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And of course, when you go down to Cafe Positano, make sure you seek out Pasquale. You're there every night. Pretty much, yeah.
Almost, yeah. I'm in and out, but almost 7 days a week, yeah.
Yeah.
If I go somewhere, play golf or vacation, then
yeah.
But I try to be there.
Yeah, and if he wasn't here right now, he'd be up the street here at Cafe Positano. So.
Yeah, I was there. You text me, say, Pasquale, you want to stop by? And I say, yeah, it's a long time I've not been here. I say, why not?
Yeah. So, and then he says, do you want me to bring pizza? I said, yes.
But did you know why Anna was coming?
Why?
Well, number one, when Trump won the election,
yeah,
you know, you got to understand, I have a restaurant.
Yes.
So I have to be in the middle. Yep. I cannot take party.
Right.
I'm still sponsoring you, but right. I don't want to put my voice out there. So I'm with a little bit when the things come down. Yeah. Now I see you're doing okay job.
Yeah.
So now I can talk about him or we can talk about
it. All right. Good deal. Good deal. Hey, what about the tax cut? Did that help you? The tax cut that they passed?
I need to talk to my account, but yeah, I can see a little bit different.
What about, do you see more people coming in?
Yes, I see a little bit.
Yeah, because generally speaking, when people have a little bit more money, they like to go out to dinner a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit less pressure at the house.
The only things I think in U.S. what they need to do is to fix the health care. Well, that's what I see where people are struggling.
Yeah.
Myself, too, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. That you're absolutely right about that. There's no question about that. And that was, you know, part of what the president wants to do. And it's kind of in limbo right now.
Because, I mean, I can make a small example. I know we have 53 seconds left, but I was to my doctor last week, and I spent $275 for my visit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how come you take and I am already 10 years with him, but I changed my insurance with Florida, Blue Cross, whatever
right.
it's called.
Right, Blue, yeah.
And then they told me, yeah, we take, but we have to see if you're elect for this or not. When I give it to the, they say, no, no good. I mean...
So you end up.
I mean, you
pay
$600 a month for what, and $7,000 deductible. I mean,
I know it doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
Okay, we do have to take a break, and we're going to grab a slice of pizza. You're going to stick around a little while, right?
Yes.
All right. So 407-774-8255 is the number. If you haven't said hello to Pasquale for a while, here's your chance. We'll be back.
In a time when all seemed lost, a voice rose from the wilderness, a voice rooted in our unique form of government, a confident voice filled with hope and inspiration that grows louder and louder while articulating the truth for all to hear. It is the voice to be reckoned with. It is the American Adversaries Radio Show, featuring your host, political scholar and philosopher Christopher Hart. Co-host, South African-American patriot Aubrey Kahn, News Talk Divas Kathy Santomassino and Patricia Summerlin, and more. Now, sit back and enjoy The American Adversaries.
The American Adversary Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour. Thanks for tuning in tonight, folks. That's right, we're here. We're live until 8 o'clock. You can give us a call at 407-774-8255 is the number. Got Pasquale Barba in the studio with us tonight, and always great to have you back. Yeah, go ahead and grab that mic there. You try it out.
Hello.
I thought you were going to say something in Italian.
Okay, I can say in Italian.
Okay.
In Italian, when you go on a microphone, make sure it's working. Uno, due, tre, prova. Uno, due, tre, prova.
Is that testing 1, 2, 3?
Yes.
All right. So Pasquale's in the studio with us. 407-774-8255 is our number. Aubrey Kahn is with us as well. I'm Christopher Hart. Kathy Santomassino is now in the studio. And we were just there Thursday night. We were talking about that. What you had, the
Surf and Turf.
And it was?
Unbelievable. I always get 2 to 3 meals out of your entrees. They're just out of this world. And I
Can you say one more time the way you say unbelievable?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm not a big red meat eater, but I did decide to go out on a limb and have that filet mignon.
Yeah.
And the next day, I didn't heat it up. I ate it cold, and it was so delicious. It was like butter. I used a butter knife to cut it. It was just like silk.
And it's the same way when you have the prime rib. How do you get the meat so tender like that?
You got to buy good quality.
Yeah, and that's what you get at Cafe Positano, and fresh too.
And the lobster tail.
We don't use nothing to tenderize. Like the filet mignon, if you go in Costco, you can buy filet mignon for $10, $12 a pound. All filet mignon, and then you have to clean. We buy the same filet mignon, but not Costco. The company we buy for 20 years, we pay $24 a pound.
So you pay up for it, but it's better.
We buy just the centro cut.
There was no fat. There was no marbling in the meat
at all.
Well,
we buy just the center cut, so in the money we spend, they have to give good quality.
And that's what you get at Cafe Positano, folks. Mm-hmm. That's why we're so proud to have them as a sponsor.
It's not like we sell the filet mignon, $40, $50. I mean, it's $29. You get 8 to 9 ounces, plus you get vegetable, potato, and plus you get soup or a salad.
It's such a good value.
It is.
I've eaten
and great service there.
I've eaten at the finest steakhouses in probably the country, and I have to say, you're right. To get a steak like that, like in Miami or Atlanta, you'd pay easily $60 to $70. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a bargain.
I've never had a bad meal.
No.
At Positano's.
Yeah.
I always leave licking my lips because it's so great.
I mean,
I want to say correct one thing about you guys too. We make one on a Blue Moon, small mistake. The kids are human beings. They're not robots. But we can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the quality. It's good.
It's good. You've never made a mistake on my meal, so I'm happy.
I'm happy. But you know, sometimes here and there we have a small complaint.
You're making me hungry.
And the
complaints
pizza.
Are very, very small.
Yeah,
but I like to put out there. Well, I don't want to say I'm perfect. If I were to be perfect, I would run the country.
There you go. And by the way, Pasquale is an Easter baby, right?
Yes.
That's what Pasquale means.
Yes, an Easter bunny or an Easter baby?
It's Easter. Pasquale means Easter.
Oh,
in Italy,
that's right.
Easter, it's Pasqua.
That's true.
So when I was born, I think it was Easter. Mm-hmm. I born April 21st, 62. So if we look back, I think it's Easter.
Do you know I'm an April baby?
Guy. Yeah.
I'm an April baby. I was born April 30th.
Wow.
Luckily not
so
the first.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily not the first before noon.
So Pasquale's going to be with us for a while. Once again, if you want to give us a call and talk to Pasquale, 407-774-8255 is the number.
We can make it a little bit excited. The first call, maybe we can give some prize or a gift certificate
something. Yeah, we got the Cafe Positano gift certificate.
Maybe we'll have a food, like a food trivia. Contest question?
What do you mean?
No, like, we don't want to come up with a question. Let's make it easy. What if they just call?
Just say hi if
be
they want
the fifth
to talk
caller.
About politics. They want to talk about you, about me, about the restaurant, whatever.
All right. So,
or just say hi.
All right. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we'll give away some gift certificates here. What about maybe three or four of them, maybe? So give us a call right now. And as a matter of fact, we got Don on the line. Hey, Don, how you calling tonight? How you calling? I mean, how you doing tonight?
It's the garlic on the pizza that does it to him.
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead.
I just wanted to call. We've probably known Pasquale now for almost 20 years.
Wow.
We're just a couple of old retirees. Now I'm in my 80s, and so is my wife. We can't get up there as often as we used to because we live more than 40 miles away rather than 2 miles away. But I am a super, super fan of Pasquale Barbera, not only because of his excellent restaurant and excellent food and the atmosphere, because Pasquale is a genuine, genuine patriot. And I appreciate him so much. And every chance I get to speak about it, I try to do. And that's my whole phone call for tonight.
Well, Don, the offer's there for you. I know it's a long way for you to go, but if you'd like that gift certificate, please stay on the line and tell Jeff your information. And if you'd rather give it to a neighbor, that's fine, too.
Yeah, we send you a $20 gift certificate, and I wish you would be next to me right now. The way you talk, I would give you a big hug and a kiss and a cheek. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you, Don. And thank you for listening to the show. And he's right. You are a huge patriot. I mean, you love America.
Yes, I do.
And, and Pasquale doesn't, like you. You know, you don't take America for granted. You appreciate being a citizen of the United States and what it took to get to be a citizen of the United States. How long after you came here before you became a citizen?
But it took me a good 7 years before I got the green card. So for 7 years, I could not leave the country. And I have 2 kids in Germany, so I was making my kids come see me. Well, I could not leave the country. After I got the green card, and then like 4 or 5 years after, I applied for the American citizen. So now I think I am 10, 11 years.
Yeah. Sound about right to you?
Right.
Aubrey?
Yeah, it took me 5 years to get my green card out of the country because I was from South Africa and they wouldn't allow me in without a green card or a visitor's visa. I wasn't allowed to come in on a work visa. And I worked for 12 years before I got my citizenship.
So once again, people who come here and come here the right way and work hard for it really do appreciate it. And we appreciate you for having done it. Let's take the opportunity and get in an odd story from Kathy here. Once again, 407-774-8255 is the number if you would like a gift certificate to Cafe Positano from Pasquale. Now's the chance to get one. They're free for the asking. Just call in and say hello. That's all you have to do. Kathy.
Well, speaking of food, first up, we have an interesting story about a Burmese python. I don't know if you serve snake at the restaurant, but I've had it. It tastes like chicken. Anyway, wildlife biologists in Florida said they found a Burmese python eating an entire white-tailed deer, a prey amounting to 111% of the snake's body mass. The Conservancy of Southwest Florida said Thursday that biologists conducting research at Collier Seminole State Park in April of 2015 found the 11-foot, 31.5-pound snake eating a 35-pound white-tailed deer. Biologist Ian Bartosek said the invasive snake's kill is believed to be the largest python-to-prey ratio yet documented. He said the snake's meal was 111% of its own body mass. Bartosik said the find represents evidence of the threat Burmese pythons pose to native wildlife. Imagine the potential consequences to the state and federally protected Florida panther if Burmese pythons adversely affect the number of white-tailed deer, a panther's primary prey, he said. The researchers said their findings will be detailed in the March 2018 issue of Herpetological Review.
You know, I've never heard of anybody eating a python.
Yeah, but
I have heard of people eating rattlesnakes.
Yeah, I've owned a python before.
Did you eat it?
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
My pet. Why would I eat my pet? Anyway. A Florida woman said she thought a bomb went off inside her home, but discovered the crash was actually a life raft dropped on her home by a helicopter. Well, Luz Rameau of Miami said she was in her bed talking to a friend on the phone when wood and dust from her roof rained down on her. Can you imagine this? I kept screaming, "What happened? What happened?" Rameau told the Miami Herald. I was shocked. Rameau said she thought a bomb had gone off, but she soon discovered the actual cause of the noise and flying debris was an 80-pound life raft that had fallen onto her home from Royal Canadian Air Force CH-146 Griffin helicopter.
In Miami?
The Royal Canadian Air Force said the helicopter had been en route to a U.S. Coast Guard air station in Opa-locka for a training exercise when the raft detached. David LaValle, a Royal Canadian Air Force spokesman, said the cause of the raft's fall is under investigation. He said the Air Force plans to help Rameau with accommodations and other support. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue crew said the uninflated 6-seat raft was in the bedroom of the home when they arrived. Can you imagine this? Fortunately, the occupant narrowly escaped disaster and sustained only minor injuries, according to the fire department. I can only imagine how big this raft is. Do you know the size of these military rafts?
But you said it was uninflated.
It was uninflated, but it was a 6-seater.
Pull a cord and it itself inflates.
But it's very heavy.
Yes, but think
it
about
went through
this.
Her
they
roof.
Would have done a favor because if Miami ever floods,
Oh, there you go.
Global warming, the seas are
there
arising.
There you go, going to rise.
Let's get Peggy on the line. She's on the line with us right now. Hey, Peggy, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. Glad to hear you guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling. So you wanted to say hello? Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say hi to Kathy. I hadn't talked to her for a while.
Hi, Peggy.
Well, I thought you wanted to say hi to Pasquale.
I do. I want to say how wonderful his restaurant is.
Thank you, Miss
Peggy.
And
I like his certificate because I want to take my mother. I've been bragging on your place, and I want to take her there for dinner one night.
Okay, and then you call in perfect times. I'm right here for you.
Hey. Okay, I will do so.
And maybe you can have dinner with us again on Thursday night, too. That would be fun.
Yeah, and bring your mother.
Oh, I'd love to.
What's that? Go ahead.
Oh, she doesn't go out during the week.
Yeah, why she cannot come on Thursday? So she can talk with you.
She says she only goes out on the weekends, I guess.
Oh, okay. She's 85, and she's going to be 86 real soon.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Tonight. Hey, well, you can take her there for her birthday, even if it's not on the actual day. You can celebrate it there at Cafe Pugetano.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do it for lunch. Maybe she'll be doing better. We'll do
oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to go. I'm going to take her.
All right.
So, and I'd love to join you for dinner some night too again.
Okay.
Miss Peggy, but thank you to call in. It's very important for us too. We have some people that still like the show and the restaurant.
Hopefully a lot more than some. Hey, thanks,
okay,
Peggy.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you,
all right,
Peggy.
Thank you.
Bye, Peggy.
And by the way, if you ever want to put brownies or something like that on the menu, she can make them for you.
And
right?
You know what? Right. You greedy guy. You eat them, and I never even get one. It's like I hear on the radio, hey, oh, these brownies, and they're gone. I never even get one.
They usually don't even make it up here to us, much less out of the studio.
Does she also make medicinal brownies?
I don't know about that. You might have to stuff them on your own. Anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, once again, Pasquale Barba's here. If you would like a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, give us a call and just say hi. We'll be right back with some more of Sunday's Odd Stories with Kathy Santomassino. And this pizza is delicious, Pasquale.
Thank
oh, my
you.
Gosh.
Ah.
Yeah, you eat it slow.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, There is nothing wrong with your television set.
Or your radio.
You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Thanks for tuning in tonight. We appreciate it.
You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
The outer limits. That's right. All right, Kathy's got some odd stories for us. Before we go any further, though, once again, Pasquale Barba is in the studio. We're celebrating 7 years that Pasquale has been sponsoring the American Adversaries Radio Show, the longest sponsor of the show. And
how many? Seven years.
Can you believe it?
I'm your sponsor for 7 years.
So 7 years Pasquale's been sponsoring the show. And you know, it was Nostradamus who... Before you were a sponsor of the show, we were doing the show for about 5 or 6 months here on Sunday nights, and I noticed after the show, Nostradamus would call in an order.
Yes.
So I asked him, I said, who do you call every Sunday night? Because I'd hear him ordering pizza or calzone or whatever. He said, oh, it's a great Italian restaurant right up the street, Cafe Positano. I said, let's go there this week and talk to them about being a sponsor of the show. And it was right into like Thanksgiving, and you said, well, we're busy right now, but come back and we'll talk. And here he is 7 years later, still sponsoring the American Adversaries. So when you go to Cafe Positano, please make sure you give him a special thanks for that, because without sponsors and without Pasquale's support, we wouldn't be here. So,
well, Pasquale, would you deliver pizza to a nudist colony?
Who? Nudist colony?
Yeah.
What's the word for nudist in Italian, by the way?
The same thing, nudista.
Oh, nudista.
Well.
Okay, what about the nudista colony?
Residents of a Florida resort said they're having problems with a substitute mail carrier who refuses to deliver their packages because they're nudists. Now, Hudson residents living at the Eden RV Resort and City Retreat, a clothing optional compound that includes an RV park as well as small family homes, said their normal U.S. postal mail carrier has no problem delivering packages inside the gates, but recently they have been having trouble with a substitute. Residents said a post office manager told them the mail carrier isn't required to enter the community if nudity offends her. It offends me that she does not do her job, because if she can't do her job, then she shouldn't be having this job. 10-year resort resident Eileen Hudak told WFLA-TV. Residents said mail delivered to boxes outside the gate is arriving normally, but the carrier has not been bringing packages. She marks it undeliverable, whether it fits in the box or it doesn't, so we don't get the mail that day. And sometimes the mail is important, like with our neighbor, medication, sometimes. You can't wait until Monday or Tuesday to go get it, according to Hudak. The residents said their normal mail carrier, which I believe might be mail, delivers packages to their doors, but they would be satisfied if the substitute would simply drop them off at the main office. U.S. Postal spokeswoman Enola Rice said the carrier isn't breaking any rules. She said the carrier is doing nothing wrong and is not required to enter the community and followed Postal Service regulations.
Now, you work down in Cypress Cove, don't you, there, Aubrey, sometimes?
I do.
That's a nudist colony down in Cassinas.
Yes.
I mean, a nudista colony.
And sometimes when you're sitting opposite a couple with a glass-top table in between you, you don't look down.
Well, a Florida woman upset about the size of her water bills decided to send a message to the city by paying with $493 worth of pennies. Dana McCool posted a video to Facebook showing her dropping off 49,300 pennies to pay her city water bill.
Good for her.
McCool said she wanted to send a message that water bills in the city are too expensive. She said city officials told her the high water bills are likely the cause of a leak in her system, but a plumber and a leak detector told her that was not the case. I just wanted to make a statement. I want other people to come forward that has this bill. This is a far-reaching issue, she told WFTV. The story didn't reveal which city this lady resided in, but Dana, if you're listening, give us a call, and we'll give you a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano to help with your grievances.
But you know, she's fortunate that they actually took the money, because, believe it or not, you don't, as a government establishment, For instance, the Osceola County Tax Collector, they do not take cash. They cannot be forced to take cash. So it's either check, money order, or credit or debit card.
Didn't you try to pay your taxes one year with pennies?
No. No. Not my taxes. I'd need to hire a truck.
Let's get Bo's phone call in while we got a couple of minutes. How you doing tonight, Bo?
Taxes one year with pennies.
You got to turn your radio down there, Bo. Here you go. You're up now. Go ahead. Bo?
Yes.
All right. You with us now?
Yes, I am, Chris. All Chris, right. Kathy, Aubrey.
Hi. How are you, Bo?
I'm fine. Miss Pasquale.
Hi, Bo.
I had the pleasure of having dinner with Kathy and Chris and Mike recently, and I got to tell you, fettuccine is fettuccine, but that sauce on that fettuccine was really fantastic. And I would just wish I lived closer because, my friend, it was really that good. And I've been around a little, too. And I just got to say, I wish I lived closer, my friend. Great food.
Bo, you can always sell. You know that.
Sir?
You can always sell and move.
Yeah, but he's got a cement pond and everything.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Bo. Thank you so much.
That's the truth. Thank you very much. Have a great show.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I mean, you got the specialties and all that stuff, but I mean, just the basics, fettuccine Alfredo, spaghetti with a meat sauce or a marinara sauce. Just totally delicious.
You're making me hungry.
I'm telling you. And then you got muscles. I mean, McBath.
He does. Did you see him flex his muscles?
Muscle clams.
And Pasquale's got the muscles himself, too.
He does.
That's right.
He does.
All right. We got to take a break here in another minute. Kathy's got some more odd stories for us here tonight. Once again, Sunny Patricia Summerlin is on a cruise. She's somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean right now, so she won't be joining us tonight. But Pasquale Barba is in the studio. And like Bo and Peggy, if you would like to call and give Pasquale just a hello, we'll give you a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. Compliments of Pasquale Barba. And once again, it is the finest Italian food in all of Central Florida. I don't care. And
don't forget, they serve lunch, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
They have a great lunch menu.
Yep. Open 7 days a week. Fresh. I mean, what time? Your prep crew comes in like 5 o'clock in the morning to begin preparing food, don't they?
Yes.
And it is the freshest.
But I don't mean it's these people that are the chef. I mean, they come 5 o'clock to prepare like the sauce and everything else. And then around 9:30, 10 o'clock, the chef come in.
Right. And the reason they do it this way is so that every day it's fresh. Fresh made every day.
So when you prepare the sauce 5 o'clock in the morning, you don't have, when you open, you don't have so much time to cooking.
Right.
So at least nobody disturbing you and you can do the things the right way.
It's
right.
Not Chef Boyardee out of a can, that's for sure.
No. And it is, once again, all fresh ingredients and the best of ingredients. And that's why they're the best Italian food in all of Central Florida. That's Cafe Positano. We're the American Adversaries, and we'll be right back.
Ciao.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. Criticism at home and abroad of President Donald Trump's plan to slap import tariffs on steel and aluminum just isn't swaying the administration. The White House trade advisor, Peter Navarro, tells CNN's State of the Union that there aren't any exceptions. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, appearing on ABC's This Week, calls threats of retaliation from U.S. allies pretty trivial. An exit poll suggests a center-right coalition had a slight edge over a populist anti-establishment party in Italy's election. The RAI State TV poll found former Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi dueling for the center-right coalition's leadership with anti-migrant party leader Matteo Salvini. Their respective Forza Italia and League parties were running nearly neck and neck. More details at srnnews.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Hello, Florida. This is Mark Merrill. You may know me in wrestling as the star Johnny B. Bad. I listen to the American Adversaries, and you should too. Don't let me come and get you, because I'll kick your booty with my two-day fruity.
Here comes Johnny B. Bad.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. You got the American Adversaries. We're here live until 8 o'clock. Excuse me. I'm... eating this pizza. It's delicious. Oh, my gosh.
Choking on some pizza.
Aye, aye, aye. And after us comes Mark Walters. They'll take you live until 11 o'clock. 407-774-8255 is the number. Aubrey Kahn is in the studio. Pasquale Barba is in the studio. And this is your opportunity to get a free $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. It's just for the asking. Kathy Santomassino is in here regaling us with some Sunday odd stories. I am Christopher Hart. And before we get back to the line, I would like to wish a fellow by the name of Pete happy birthday.
Yes, happy 61st birthday, Pete.
Buon compleanno, Pete.
What'd you say?
Happy birthday.
Ah, say it again.
Buon compleanno.
Buon compleanno.
Sing in Italian. Tanti auguri a te.
Hold on a minute. Turn that music down for a second. Do that again.
Tanti auguri a te. Tanti auguri, Mr. P. Tanti auguri a te.
All right!
And then you say, buon compleanno.
Buon compleanno. Pete is the programming director here. And by the way, he'll be working with me. I'll be working with him Tuesday night when we do the Apopka Candidate Forum. You know, Apopka's having a city council election.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so we're going to do a forum on Tuesday night at Journey Church. We'll be doing it live on the radio, but you can join us live in the audience at Journey Church. That's 7 o'clock Tuesday night. That's this Tuesday night. Okay, Steve is on the line. Steve, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being there. Go ahead.
Well, y'all were talking about pennies and trying to pay bills. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're listening.
All right. And I'm a courier, and one day I picked up at a towing facility, and they sent me down to pay a bill at the Orlando Police Department with, I think it was $2,150 worth of pennies.
I hope you weren't riding your bike that day.
No, I had to hand truck it into the building. I carry a hand truck with me at all times. And I got in there, and I finally found the right department, and I went in there, and I presented them with the paperwork, and then pointed out that I had it on my hand truck and where they want me to drop it. And they say, we do not accept pennies. They will take other forms of cash, but they will not take pennies.
What's the difference?
They have to count
them. It is cash.
That's right.
But, and, but so I ended up having to take it back to that company. But so I made a round trip fee out of it. But,
well, good for you. You made a few extra pennies on that deal, didn't you?
Yeah. Hey. I think they knew that was going to happen, but they just wanted to get their opinions.
Yeah, make the point, you might say. Hey, you want a gift certificate to Cafe Positano?
Well, I still have one I haven't used yet, so I'm going to let someone else have one.
Should we give him another one?
If you want another one, I don't mind.
Do you want another one you can give to a friend, and maybe the two of you go together?
All right, then I'll take it under those conditions.
All right, then it's yours. All right. Thanks, Steve, for calling. We appreciate that. All right. Great penny story there. And once again, Pasquale's in the studio tonight, folks. And if you'd like a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, all you have to do is call and tell him hello. And you don't even have to do it in Italian. All right, in the meantime.
Well, this next story is dedicated to you, Pasquale.
Uh-oh.
Because you know how much I love your meatballs. I would kill for those meatballs, right? Well, apparently a man in Pennsylvania would go to jail for meatballs. Are you ready for this story?
Yes.
Police in Pennsylvania said a man accused of stealing a pot of meatballs from a resident's garage was spotted with evidence all over his face. Pennsylvania State Police responded to a report of a burglary Monday after a Hazel Township man arrived home at 2:37 p.m. and discovered a man covered in red sauce was outside his home and a pot of meatballs was missing from his garage. Troopers found the pot on the street outside the man's home and located Lehman G.R. Potter, 48, at his residence a short time later. Potter was arrested on charges of burglary, trespass, and theft. Police said he was also wanted on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear. He was booked into the Luzerne County Correctional Facility in lieu of $25,000 bail.
What, 25,
and that 000? Is one expensive pot of meatballs.
$25,000.
Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy.
Hey, now, when y'all make your meatballs really big.
They're the size of softballs.
Is that the way they're made in Italy?
We have in two different ways to make. Depends how you want to make, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can make them any size you want.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying that.
The bigger the better is what I say.
Oh, we're not going to touch that. You better go to another story.
I'll go to another story. Well, let's see here. A Michigan man won the lottery three times in one day last week. His biggest prize, $325,184. Mark Maltz, 42, a tow company employee from Waterford, stopped at a BP gas station located in Commerce Township last Friday to fill up one of the company trucks. While inside the gas station, he purchased a scratch-off ticket and won $10, according to the Michigan Lottery. Maltz then decided to buy a fast cash ticket that won him $15. Testing his luck, he purchased a $5 fast cash blackjack ticket and a $10 jackpot slots fast cash ticket. That's easy for me to say. The jackpot slots fast cash ticket matched three like symbols on one of the 15 spins, netting him the progressive jackpot. When I saw I was a winner, I started freaking out. I just kept thinking, I can't believe I just won. Michigan Lottery said that Maltz retorted. Maltz is still trying to decide how to spend his winnings. I'm going to sit on this for a little while and decide how to best invest it and make it last me a long time, Maltz
said. You should go to Cafe Positano's.
I would say he could buy a lot of meatballs with that cash.
I guess he could, yes.
Did you hear about the gentleman that decided to turn into a dragon? Are you ready for this weird one? This
dragon or drag queen?
This is, well, a little bit of both. Are you ready? An HIV diagnosis changed everything for Richard Hernandez, who has since become Eva Tiamat Medusa, the Tiamat Dragon Lady. In 1997, Hernandez was working as the vice president of an American bank when she received the grim diagnosis. That's right, she. The Texas native was determined not to die a human, according to the Daily Mail. Eva believes that after being abandoned by her parents at the age of five, she was a born-again diamondback snake. Hmm. It's called transspeciesism. Have you heard of this one?
Yeah, it's ride to the loony bin.
Well, I have two mothers. One is my original birth mother, and my second birth is to my reptilian parents, which are the rattlesnakes, she explained. Since then, she's undergone many surgeries to transform her into a dragon, including cutting off her ears, reshaping her nose. Eva has had her tongue split in two, orthodontic surgery, 8 horn-like features attached to her head, and tattooed scales on her body, including her face. As much awesomeness and goodness there is in humans compared to other species, they are the most destructive and hateful. I decided at that time that it was time for a change in my life, so I wanted to look like something that wasn't human, she explained. She's even had the whites of her eyes dye green to match her scales, which she calls her Medusa Green Eyes of Death. Wow. It's estimated that her surgeries have totaled more than $60,000. And guess what? She has plans for even more procedures. Eva said, I would like for there to be an open dialogue about the world of body modification and understand that what it was like to live as a gay man for 53 years and now as a transsexual woman. I'd say Eva has a serious gender reptilian identity disorder. Hope she knows there's no going back to Richard.
Can they pull her voter's registration, please?
Well, my goodness. All right, I'm going to withhold my comment there. Let's go to Alfred on the line before I get myself in trouble.
Alfred, the Dragon Slayer.
Hey, Alfred, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Sometimes I better listen or say nothing.
That's right. That's one of them. Go ahead, Alfred.
Yeah, good to speak with everyone.
Thank you for calling. How you been?
Yes, good. Señor Pasquale.
Oi, Alfredo, come stai? Tutto bene?
Todo bene. Good. Placer hablar con vos.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Now, yes, I'll be over there soon. I was once there when I won a prize of one of those Thursday prices, and I was out there. Very good food.
Thank you so much.
Anywhere. Yep.
Hey, now you're gonna have to come up on a Thursday and have dinner with us, Alfred.
I'll try.
Okay. All right. Well, you're gonna get a gift certificate tonight. So.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank Pasquale.
Yes.
Here.
Yes. Very much.
You're welcome.
Gracias.
Prego.
Good. Okay. We'll see you soon at the Criswell there.
All right. Thank you, Alfred. God bless you. All right, you too. Thanks so much.
When I say prego, people think I say prenet. Prego, it's you're welcome.
Prego?
Yeah.
Prego. By the way, Pasquale is from Positano, Italy.
100%.
And if you go there, behind the bar on the wall is a mural of Positano, Italy. And you got to wonder, why would anybody want to leave that place? It just looks so beautiful.
It's
because
expensive.
The restaurant's in Apopka, that's why.
But you still have family there, right?
Yes, I do. My mom, I have two brothers, I have a millions cousin.
Oh, I didn't know you had two other brothers.
Yes, well, my grandmother, she died a few years ago, but she left 11 kids behind. So Imagine how many cousins I have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The only person who died in a family is my father, so the rest of all life. Aunt, uncle, cousin.
That's good, man. Longevity. Yeah.
Second cousin.
Yeah, see? So that means that the food is healthy food, too. That's Cafe Positano. If you'd like a gift certificate, you can call us and just to say hello at 407-774-8255. We'll take a break, come back. We've got another segment to go. Kathy's got some more stories to go. So please don't go away.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into?
That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
This quality's letting us in on his code words here. Not passwords, code words. All right, welcome back to the show, folks. The code word around here is, I'd like a gift certificate to Cafe Positano. I guess that's code words. And all you have to do is give us a call at 407-774-8255 is the number. Pasquale, stop
you,
by.
You don't want to reveal the code word now?
Yeah, well, go ahead and tell him.
No, you split it. If you want, I can say that.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Go. And then the other person said 3, 2, 1.
And that means I love you.
No.
No?
1, 2, 3, I love you.
I love you.
3, 2, 1. I love you too.
I love
See,
you
when,
too.
When someone says 3, 2, 1 to me, I think they're a bookie.
Yeah, there you go.
How about a bookie for love?
That's it. All right, if you'd like that certificate, 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll be here till 8 o'clock. Kathy's got another story for
us. Well, when you don't know how weird we're going in here, I mean, we can get weirder and weirder, right, Chris?
What, from Serpent Woman,
well,
we're getting more weird?
Dolly, this is dedicated to you from Arkansas. The race for an Arkansas congressional seat is getting all shook up with the entrance of a new candidate, Elvis Presley. That's right.
Yes.
Elvis D. Right. Presley, a sometime impersonator of Elvis A. Presley, who legally changed his name to that of the late King of Rock and Roll, has filed to run against Representative Rick Crawford, a Republican from Arkansas, as the Libertarian nominee. Presley was selected to run for the seat at a convention during the weekend. The candidate's bio on the official website of the Pulaski County Libertarian Party, which previously supported his candidacy for county land commissioner in 2016, says he works as an auto refinish technician at Camps Custom Paint in Star City. Presley celebrated the announcement of his candidacy with a quote from his namesake on the Facebook page he uses to promote his impersonation events. Ambition is a dream with a V8 engine. I like that.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good tagline.
Yeah.
Well, a New Zealand business owner posted security camera photos of thieves who broke into his premises along with an unusual message for them, a job offer. Tim Smith, owner of Smith Crane and Construction Limited in the Harewood area of Christchurch, posted images to Facebook of the thieves who broke into the business on Saturday and stole numerous items, including power tools. To the thieves, we thought you might like to come and work for us, maybe make an honest living instead of thieving off us, Smith wrote. The post listed a few of the job-ready qualities the thieves displayed during the crime. Good at early starts and getting out of bed on time or staying up late. Must know power tools pretty well. Know your way around our yard. And must have good, reliable transportation to get to work on time. A brand new 2017 Silver Helix Ute was taken from our site a month earlier. Was that you? The post calls upon the thieves to turn themselves in, or rather to apply in person.
Yeah, right.
Now, you know, something besides politics can put people in the Washington metro area on the verge of throwing up. Well, a powerful storm moving along the East Coast caused winds so strong that they made people sick. One plane landing at Dulles International Airport outside Washington during the heavy winds reported that nearly everyone on the flight had lost their lunch or whatever else they were eating. I'm trying to be politically correct here.
Right.
And the pilots and crew got pretty sick as well. The tweet sent out by the National Weather Service's Aviation Weather Center suggests the experience for the passengers and crew of United Flight 3833 from Charlottesville, Virginia, was miserable, just miserable. More than 4,500 U.S. flights had been canceled as of Friday mid-afternoon, according to FlightAware.com. Most of these cancellations were along the East Coast from Maine to Virginia, the area currently being affected by a nor'easter, according to the Washington Post. And happily, the weather in Florida has been warm, sunny and mild afternoon temps in the mid-70s, but we're not trying to rub your nose in it.
Did you see the video of that plane trying to land?
Oh, yeah. It was
like turning sideways in the wind.
It was scary to watch. Oh, you can imagine being up there with that turbulence.
No,
and you know what tonight is, Chris?
Tonight is, let's see. No, what is tonight?
The 90th Annual Academy Awards.
Oh, God.
And did you ever
wonder
which picture was the highest grossing of all time?
And the Godfather.
And which was the biggest flop?
The Godfather.
No. Pasquale, any guesses?
Jaws?
No.
I don't know.
My all-time favorite, the 1939 film Gone with the Wind.
Oh, that's right.
It grossed over $1,685,000,000. I can't even say that number. It's still selling. Incredible.
And it's still selling.
And what do you think the worst of all time is?
That's a lot of candidates for that.
I have never heard of this movie, but it's called Zizek Sprode, a 2006 flick that grossed, are you ready for this?
$10.
$30. And that's SOS News for Sunday, March 4th.
All right. Okay. All right. So, yeah, the Oscars are going on tonight. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. We have Diane on the line with us right now. Hey, Diane, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
I'm great.
Good.
Thank you, Pasquale. Our first date was at your restaurant. 19 years ago.
How romantic.
Wow. And you're still together.
Yep.
That must
have and the restaurant is on speed dial. Every time he goes through town, he says, you want me to pick up something?
That's great. That's great
for you, Diane.
It's awesome. And I want to remember Tim. And I miss Tim calling from your restaurant every Sunday night.
Yeah, you remember that?
He was come all the time, sit outside, smoking a cigarette, and then calling the show. I remember.
Yeah, we miss Tim. By the way, the memorial for Tim is going to be, let me pull this up for you real quick. It's going to be at the Interlochen Golf Course, the golf club over there. And folks are invited. Let me get this information here. I believe it's on the 10th. That's not the right one. Tim was, you and Tim were the first members of the American Adversaries Army. And
we had a contest going.
Yeah, sure enough. And he must have been staying up late that night waiting because Joe was running some tests. And I believe it was about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when he had it up there long enough, and Tim jumped right in there and joined the Army. So we definitely appreciate Tim for that. And I've got the information right here. Here we go. Interlochen Country Club, Monday, March the 12th at 11 a.m. Tomorrow is the 5th. So that's a week from tomorrow, the memorial for Tim at the Interlochen Country Club at 11 a.m.
What's the address?
Interlochen Country Club. I don't know the address right off the top of my head.
I can look it up.
Yeah, but it's right there, like in isn't that like in Winter Springs?
No, it's in Winter Park, right off of Howell Branch Road.
Okay, yeah, and that's where he was a chef.
All right, it's 2245 Interlochen Court in Winter Park.
Yeah, so, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Diane. And
love you so much, guys.
Love you, too. And so it's so cool you had your first date at Cafe Positano. And it's a great place for that, you know. That's right. Hey, okay. All right, well, you're going to get a gift certificate. Compliments of Pasquale here. So thanks.
Thank you, Pasquale.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you, thank you.
And thanks for mentioning Tim.
Always.
Yep. Okay, let's get Frank in. He'll be the last one we can get in tonight because we're just about out of time. Frank, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing, Chris? I'm good. How you doing?
Excellent. Good to hear from you.
I usually listen to you on the American Adversary quite regularly.
Well, thank you. I really
enjoy your show.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So
I just wanted to say to Pasquale that every time I go to Italy, which is quite regularly, I drive the highway from Rome to Calabria, and I pass by the Costa Amalfitana.
Wow.
And I see all those beautiful towns over there, you know, from the highway up above, and it's a spectacle to see. You know, I really, really enjoy that. And I like to say to Pasquale that he's got a great restaurant, you know. We've been there a couple of times with my wife, actually more than a couple of times, I would say. And we really, really enjoyed the food.
Pasquale?
Wow, thank you so much. And when you drive in Amalfi Coast, I know it's so beautiful, and all curves you drive through, that's beautiful.
All the what you drive?
The curves.
Oh, the no, curves. The curves. Curves, yeah. Frank,
yeah, the curves are great.
Are you from?
You gotta be careful.
Are you from Italy too, Frank?
Yes, I am. I've been in the States for 48 years.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, thanks, yeah. And make sure we got your information so we can send you that gift certificate so you can go back to Cafe Positano.
Sure will. Thank you so much, man.
And by the way, when you go there, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Pasquale did a lot of the artwork there. Not the mural behind the bar, but the paintings on the wall. That's Pasquale's stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
You know what, Pasquale? I really enjoy your limoncello when Roberto let me try it a couple of times.
Oh, yes. You know, I need to tell him, well, lately, the last couple of weeks, he don't make it, so I need to tell him to make again.
Oh, yeah.
You're lucky you get there before Chris.
Yeah. That, I call it lemon juice, but that stuff, yeah, I tell you what. All right, Frank. God bless you. Thanks for calling in tonight. We appreciate you being out there.
Thank you so much, my friend. Take care.
All right. You too. All right, Charlotte. All right, we'll hope to see you there. Hope to see you on Thursday nights. Thursday night, Frank. Charlotte, you're up. Okay, ciao. Charlotte, you're up, but you only got 20 seconds, so make it fast. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say hi to Pasquale and how good his food is, and I love Sunday nights to listen to Kathy's stories. They're hilarious.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to Colleen.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Thank you. All right.
You get a good
night. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the food.
Stay on the line. Don't go away.
Ciao, Bella.
Stay
on the line, Bella.
Okay. Say that again, Pasquale.
Stay on the line, Bella.
Oh, I love that.
We love you. Night, everybody.